Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
In the scriptural verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, we find Jesus teaching a large crowd of people on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. The crowd was so large that Jesus had to get into a boat and thrust out into the sea in order for the crowd to hear him. The Bible tells us that Jesus taught the people by speaking parables unto them, which are earthly stories with a divine or heavenly meaning. He taught them truths about the kingdom of God by the use of parables. He spoke to them parables about a sower, a lamp on a stand, growing seed, and a mustard seed. This brings us up to our selected scriptural text for today. The Word of God says in verse 35, I hope you haven't closed your Bibles yet, that day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Jesus wanted his disciples to go with him over to the eastern shore of Galilee. Now, he may have wanted them to go with him to get some rest from the large crowd that had gathered on the western shore of the sea. Or he knew that on the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee was his next ministry assignment. Whatever be the case, the voyage across the Sea of Galilee was to be undertaken at the express suggestion of Jesus himself. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." So the Bible says, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. Now, remember with me that Jesus was already in a boat teaching and ministering to the people on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. So when Jesus says to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side," he had already secured a boat for he and his disciples to cross over. The Bible then tells us that not only did Jesus and his disciples leave to cross to the eastern shore of Galilee, but the Bible says other boats went with them. Though the crowd was dispersed, there were some in the crowd that made up their minds that they were going to follow Jesus wherever he went. And I want to know this morning, how desperate are you to follow Jesus? Are you willing to follow him wherever he goes? What obstacles are you willing to cross to follow Jesus? Well, the Bible says, as they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, that a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat that Jesus and his disciples occupied. The Bible says that the boat was nearly swamped with water. Now remember, my brothers and sisters, that I just told you that there were other boats that followed Jesus and his disciples from the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. So, if Jesus and his disciples encountered the furious squall, let me suggest to you also that the other boats that followed Jesus and the disciples experienced the storm. Let me let you in on a few truths that we can learn from this passage. First of all, the first truth is this: just because you are a disciple of Jesus does not mean that you are exempt from the storms of life. It was the disciples of Jesus who got caught up in the storm. And yes, my brothers and sisters, sometimes you and I, even with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, can get caught up into one of life's unannounced storms. Have you ever been caught up into one of life's storms that were unannounced? The storm just showed up. It might have showed up on your job, in your home, in your relationship, in your health, and even possibly in your spiritual life. Let me say it again. Just because you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ does not mean that he is going to keep life storms from coming your way. But I have some good news. I can promise you that even though he allows the storm to show up, that he will be present with you in the midst of your storm. Tell your person sitting beside you, that's good news if someone's sitting beside you. The second truth that I want to share with you from this passage is that you are not the only one in the storm. Did y'all hear what I said? I said, you are not the only one in the storm. The Bible says that other boats were with Jesus and his disciples when the furious squall showed up. Listen to me good. One of the tricks of the enemy is to try to convince us that we are the only ones that are in the midst of a storm. The enemy wants us to think that God is singling us out for all his wrath and for all his judgment. But the devil is a liar. You are not the only one that is experiencing a storm in your life. It is just like the coronavirus pandemic of today. Now you know that you are not the only one affected by it. All of us, every single one of us are. You may be more affected by it than others are, but we all are affected by it. So don't you dare think that you are the only one that encounters the storms of life. There are others who are going through just like you are. Well, the Bible says that the storm was so bad that the boat that Jesus and his disciples occupied was nearly swamped with water. And my brothers and sisters, this morning, some of you watching me are feeling like the boat of your life is being swamped. You are being swamped by joblessness, swamped by bills, swamped by food shortages, swamped by loneliness, swamped by poor health, swamped with increased personal responsibilities. And life feels like it is swamped because we have greater opportunities to others who are around us. Some of us right now are thinking, God, I can't keep my life afloat if just one more thing shows up for me to do. God, I am tired. and I don't have the inner strength to scoop out of the boat of my life the waters of life that is causing my boat to sink. Listen, listen, listen real good to me, my brothers and sisters. If you are feeling this way, just maybe you have forgotten who is on board of your boat with you. Have you forgotten that Jesus, the Christ, the Almighty, is with you? Well, the Bible says that Jesus went to the stern of the ship and laid down and went to sleep. Now, the Lord's needing sleep did not only picture his humanity, but it also pictured his tranquil trust in his Heavenly Father's ability to take care of him. Just think about it. The Bible says that it was a furious squall that came up. In other words, the winds were blowing. The waves were crashing into the boat. The noise of the storm could be heard. And the violent pitching of the boat could be felt. But the Bible says that Jesus slept through it all. Maybe Jesus was so physically exhausted that the need of his body for rest overcame the outside impressions on his senses. And there may be some of you who are watching me right now who are needing some most needed rest. I know that for many of us, we are abiding by the governor's stay-at-home order. But just because we are at home does not mean that we are getting the rest that we so desperately need. For some of us, the fear of losing our jobs, the fear of not having money to pay our bills, the fear of running out of food, the thought of having to stay home another day with ungrateful and unthankful spouses and children keep us from getting the rest that we need. And some of us, as the result of this pandemic of coronavirus, have truly, finally discovered what true ministry produces. Listen, when you have to spend the majority of your time ministering to others, you discover that ministry can wipe or tire you out. Am I right about it? Remember that Jesus had just spent the day ministering to people. Since Jesus was 100% man, yet 100% God, in his humanity, Jesus, just like we do, got tired and weary from ministering to broken humanity. So, the Bible says, Jesus goes to sleep in the midst of a furious storm. And let me right here say that Jesus can give you and I rest in the midst of life storms. Did you hear what I said? I said Jesus can give you and I rest in the midst of life storms. Even in this storm of coronavirus that we are experiencing, Jesus can give us rest in our physical and our spiritual lives. How? Somebody might be asking, how, Pastor Wood? By trusting in the supernatural ability of our Heavenly Father to keep us. Lest I keep you too long, let me move on. The Bible tells us that Jesus' disciples went to the stern of the ship and woke Jesus up. And let me say right here that some of us need to wake Jesus up in our lives. The Bible says that when they woke Jesus up, they immediately asked him the question, "Teacher, don't you care that we are about to drown?" Jesus's disciples suggest to Jesus that he didn't really care about them. That Jesus really didn't care what was happening to them. And I wonder today if that is the same question that some of us are wrestling with. Does Jesus really care about me? Does he really care what is happening in my life? Well, let me try to answer this question for you and then take my seat. First of all, Jesus showed that he cared for his disciples in the words that he had spoken to them even before the storm showed up. Remember that Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Did you hear the words that Jesus spoke? Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side." Listen to me good. Jesus did not say, let us go and make an attempt to cross the sea, but be drowned in a storm. Jesus said, let us. Did you hear what he said? Let us cross over to the other side. And let me say right here that Jesus has already spoken his word to us, which promises us his presence with us even in the midst of the storm. Jesus has left us a written record of his promises called the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, the Bible, which if we read and hear the promises that are written therein, that we can navigate the waters of life even through the storms of life. Second, does Jesus really care for us? I say unequivocally, yes, he does. How do we know? I'm going to tell you. Because we are still alive. y'all missed that. I said the fact that we are still alive is proof that Jesus really cares for us. Listen to me good. The fact that you and I are still alive this morning is truly a sign that Jesus cares for us. Come on now. You know as well as I do that some of the storms that we found ourselves in were caused by our own rebellion and our own disobedience. We created the storm, but God still protected us and kept us alive, though we were responsible for the storm. But guess what? Not only did he keep us alive in storms that we produced our own selves, but let me tell you this, that God has proven that he cares for you and for me because, guess what? He kept us through storms created by other folk. Lord, have mercy. I say to you today that God has proven that he cares for you and me by keeping you physically and spiritually through the storms of life. And finally, Jesus proved that he cares for us. How, Pastor Wood? By doing what we could not do for ourselves. What was that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. He brought us back into a loving relationship with God the Father. Oh, you know the story. You know the story. Man had sinned against God. Sin separated us from God. Sin broke our relationship with God. In order to try to restore man's broken fellowship, God sent the law. But man did not keep the law. The only way that man could be justified or declared righteous is that a greater sacrifice had to be made. In other words, holy blood had to be shed for man's sins to be forgiven and taken away. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came down from heaven, came robed in the flesh, and went to Calvary's rugged cross to die in our place in order to bring you and I back into a right relationship with God. He cared for us, and he proved it by taking our sins upon himself, going to Calvary and dying in our place. But guess what, my brothers and my sisters? Though Jesus died for us, the Bible tells us that he didn't stay dead. But early, the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hands. I don't know about you this morning, but I know that Jesus cares for me. How do I know that he cares for me? Let me let you in on some of the reasons why I know. He walks with me and he talks with me. He provides for my needs. He protects me in the storms of life. He causes my enemies to stumble and fall. And most of all, I know that he cares for me because his word tells me that he cares for me. His word tells me that I am his own. I am his child. And since it says it in the word, you can't make me doubt him. I said, you can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. I know that Jesus cares. Though other folk may not care for me or care about me, I know that Jesus cares for me.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.